Double of doubles here on Friday, the penultimate race day of TT 2025. Dean Harrison completing the Superstock double earlier on, and then Ryan and Callum Crowe completing a sidecar domination at TT 2025, following on from TT 2024. We are moving on to the entire cover insurance Super Swim TT Race 2. Apologies, I tried to eat something just before we came on air. That's my mistake. It's going to be over three laps, pages 70 and 71 in your programme. Let's have a quick look at the race one result while you get your programmes in order. It was, of course, Michael Dunlop on the pattern for MD Racing, who won by 22 seconds from Michael Evans. That fantastic podium for Mikey Evans on the Dafabet Kawasaki. Rob Hodgson also taking his first ever TTE podium on the SMT Racing pattern in third. Okay, pages 70 and 71 in your programme. The changes to programme for the entire cover insurance Super Twin TT Race 2. The non-starters are numbers 2, 4, 10, 17, 19, 21, 25, 29, 30, 34, 38, 40, 42, 43, 44, 48, and 56. At number 20, we have a change of rider. Sean Anderson replaces Francesco Coringa, as he did in the opening race. Number 20 will now be ridden by Sean Anderson. And changes of machine at number 36. Paul Pochi-Williams will ride an Aprilia RS660. Aprilia for Paul Pochi-Williams. And at number 47, Pete Murray switches from an Aprilia to a Yamaha R7. So Yamaha for Pete Murray. And a reminder that all start list qualifying times and results are available from the schedule page of iomttracers.com. So you can get all of the information there. Mike Booth joins me once again for this final race of the penultimate day. And after what we saw earlier, we're looking maybe to see whether Mikey Evans can get a bit closer to Michael Dunlop this time, aren't we?
Wouldn't it be great to see a Manxman on the podium yet again at TT 2025? But you can bet your bottom dollar that Michael Dunlop will be ruining the mistake he made earlier today in the Superstock race, where he just ran on and lost a big chunk of time on the first lap, and only managed third place, which I think not a bad result at the TT, but for Michael Dunlop, he would have been wanting better. So I think he'll be doing as best he can to make up for that little mistake. And we know that he's very strong in the Super Twin class, so he'll be it'll be very difficult man to beat.
Absolutely. So we're about to have the final race signal. We're just over 15 minutes away from the race start. So without further ado, let's get down onto the ground and join Chris Kinley and Beth Espy.
Yeah, thank you very much, Chris Boyd and Mike Booth as well. Just for your guys up there as well, it looks like Mark Parrott is going to be a non-starter as well on the number 46 machine. Clip that bird, as you said, in the Superstock race, wasn't it, earlier on? And we all said it at the same time, Parrott's clipped the bird. Mark, if you are listening, or any of his team listening, I pass on from the team, and especially me as well, a good mate to Mark, spent a lot of time with Mark, all the best, because he was looking for that 100, sadly not to be, but we will keep an eye on 46. But the bike is here, but there was no tyre warmers and nothing on it, so it doesn't look like he is going to be here. Andrea Meola made the jump up from the Manx Grand Prix, starting off on the number 18 bike. He was 12th in race number 1 on the VAS Engine Racing Pattern SR1, and he is with Beth Espy.
He certainly is. Take some water on board and whatever. Andrea, how are you feeling? How's your TT been?
Come ti senti? Com'è il TT?
All good. Very good. It's a special time for me. First time, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're looking forward to this race?
Yeah, we're looking to try to go in top 10. And we'll see if we can do it.
Yeah.
Best of luck. Hope it goes really
well
for
you. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye, thank you.
I'm such a bad man. I told you his English was good, didn't I? Go and speak to AJ while you're there. Grab a crooked chat with AJ Venter riding the TH Racing Howell Griffiths twin. Speak to AJ.
Yeah, AJ Venter here. This is TT going to be done and dusted after this race, and we know how much it means to you. Were you looking forward to this one?
I am looking forward to this one. I need to give the TH boys a good result. We had a fuel issue yesterday in the Supersport race, and in the first Supersport race, we had a little mishap in pit lane. So, you know, this is a... If I can give them a good result, it'll just be my last ride with TH Racing for the year, and then we build on for next year.
And that's the thing, when we talked about this the other day, didn't we, that planning goes on now for 2026. But in terms of how the machine's feeling, how you're feeling, all okay?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. The bike's fantastic, team's fantastic, and for a change, the sun's shining.
Oh, it always shines here on the island, you know that.
Yeah, exactly. So today we've got to capitalise and enjoy it.
Brilliant. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Bring the sunshine for South Africa next year, AJ, if you don't mind. And Rob Hodgson's machine is here, and here he is. No, Stefano, you need to learn better English.
Hello.
Hello. Or maybe I need to learn Italiano, eh?
Okay, perfect in Italiano. Yeah,
all good?
Yes, perfect. Yes.
Any changes made to the bike?
Hai fatto qualche cambiamento alla moto?
Yes, and only electric...
Electric gear sensor.
Okay, yes. Electric sensors on it. But the pattern, good?
Va bene la pattern.
Perfect, number one.
Are you good?
Number one, yeah.
Number one. Good luck, boys. Thank you very much. Thank you, boys. Yeah, cheers very much for that. Yeah, he's a character, Stefano Bonetti. 10th position for him there. And Lee Johnson's trying to touch me again. That's not right anyway. And do you know what? When it comes to canny-looking bikes, it's not bad, is it, Dominic Herbertson?
Oh, I tell you what, Simon Warren, who owns this motorcycle at Melbury, London there, he's not bad with a set of crayons, especially when they get sharp, I'm telling you. Bit of inspiration and the man's away. No, it's all credit to the whole Warren family there. This is all their work, all their hard work. And no, we're here, we're a bunch of retrobates, and we're putting a team together to go out and go fast.
And have fun.
Oh, no, we're not here to have fun, Chris.
No,
oh, no,
it's
no,
all serious.
No. Oh, no, at the TD, you're not supposed to have fun. You're supposed to just go fast and be grumpy all the time. But no, at the end of the day, every person who's come here, you know, be a spectator or not, or a competitor even, it's about having a giggle. And I'm here with the sun out. Go for it.
What about the twin? When did you get it before the start? When did you get it before TT? When could you start working on it?
Well, we got the bike quite early on, but the problem with this is you just don't get a lot of time. A lot of time now to get used to the bike, but obviously what we got caught out was with the weather. And, like, these things run so temperamental on temperature in the engine, just keep the oil going. So it's a bit of a gamble, and that's the fun of super twin racing.
Took us to the engine on this, so it is basically based on an ER6 as their own pattern engine, because there's all rumours about what this is, Dom. Tell us in the horse's mouth. Which you're going to do anyway, aren't you?
No, it's Kawasaki crankcases. It's actually a 1200cc, that, but don't tell anyone.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, at least, you know, it's 208 brake horsepower. And that's not even at the crank, that's straight to the back wheel. It's a fantastic piece of engineering. No, obviously, you know, the bike's been bought from Patton, and they've got their own cranks, they've got their own rods, they've got their own heads, everything on that side of things. But, no, fundamentally, it's a Kawasaki engine. And like everyone else in this grid, obviously we've got a few people running Yamahas, got a couple on Aprilias. Hey, get stuck in and see what happens.
Good luck. Thanks for the explanation, Dom. Good luck.
Cheers, man.
Cheers. I'm here with Chris Moore, 24th in the first race, Chris. And you also, it was a day you met Sir Mark Cavendish, who I understand is one of your heroes.
One of the best days of my life. Yeah, obviously that was brilliant. The race result, I'd like to have been a bit higher up, but I'll take it. It's a bronze replica. Yeah, it was good.
What do those replicas mean to you?
They mean the world. I mean, everybody that gets them, they should cherish them, because there's not that... All right, there's a few out there, but it's quite a small crowd of people that have got them, really.
Where do you keep it?
They get to go in the lounge. Yeah, ooh. Yeah. All the other trophies get elsewhere, but they go in the lounge, yeah. Pride of place, yeah.
And we know that, obviously, TT drawing to a close and everybody's sort of thinking about what happens next. What is next for you?
Just... club racing with North Gloucester. Obviously we'll be doing entries in for the Manx Grand, well, sorry, Classic TT as it is now, so entries in for that. Yeah, just a few short circuits at North Gloucester, yeah.
And all that while trying to live a normal life and do your everyday things, I guess.
Absolutely, yeah. It's busy, yeah.
How are you feeling ahead of this one then?
Good. We've made, well, I found an issue with the suspension settings. I can't really fathom out why they were wrong, but they were wrong. So I'll leave that there. I don't know whether they've been... I don't know. But hopefully that will make a big difference.
Okay, well, I hope it goes really well for you, Chris.
Thanks, Beth. And thanks to iHeat, Silver Star Services, Althwaite Plant, all my sponsors. Can't do it without them. Thank you.
Amazing. Thank you.
He's riding one of the Aprilias in this class. Number 11 is Joe Yeardsley. We'll just grab a word with a gentleman who's just talking to him. This last couple of words coming in, and we'll grab him in a second. And a bit of an engine blow up on the first one. But Joe, let's hope for better luck this time, hey?
Yeah, it's been a tough week, especially with the 600 clutch going as well. I knew at Quarterbridge it started slipping, and that was the end of that. But
not often that's let you down, is it?
No, it hasn't, but I fried it off the line. I'm pretty certain that's what it is. We'd never leave an old clutch in the bike. It's once a year, everything's always well prepared, but did a bit of an aggressive start, and that was it. But the other night, come onto the Cronk of Oddy, and I thought someone had shot me with a sauna, with a shotgun when the bike went banging.
Did it go bang big time?
Yeah, rotted out the front, and a big hole in the front of the engine, oil over my boots and tyres. So that was... not my confidence a little bit, but at least the bike was upright, so these things happen. And just looking forward to hopefully getting a finish and getting some time under my belt on it, because I love these bikes, but it's just been a hard week. But these things happen.
Super stock, happy with that?
Yeah, I'm getting the grips of it. I was useless on it at the start of the week. I was like a traveller marshal going around on it, but it's getting the grips, trying to relax on the bike a bit, and just my hand keeps pumping up because I'm gripping on too tight. But it's an extra 100 horsepower than what I'm used to, and it's going to take a few years to get dialed in, isn't it? It's not going to happen overnight, so...
Got a good team behind you. The boys have put a good effort behind you. Let's get the finish in the twins, eh?
Yeah, thanks very much.
You're welcome. Cheers.
Thanks, Joe. Just here with Jack Fowler. And Jack, we know earlier in the week you had a little bit of an issue with your leathers. All sorted for today?
Yeah, all good. Thanks to the Christine and Peel for helping me out this week. Yeah, she's been a big help. And ready to go for this second Super Twin race. My final race of the week, so the sun's shining, conditions should probably be the best I've raced in all week, really, so hopefully we can just have a good safe run round and get to the beer tent, really, is the most important.
Tell you what, yeah, absolutely, you deserve that one. How have you spent the couple of days that you've had not doing as much?
Doing lots more, unfortunately. So the rest day we had yesterday was changing the engine on the twin, so unfortunately we've not had much of a rest day. So we changed the engine on the bike, had it running, dynoed and everything, and then I did the warm-up lap on it this morning. So, yeah, I just hope it can get me round for the three laps here tonight, really.
And you say, conditions looking pretty good. What's next for you once you head home?
Honestly, just decompress and have a think, really. I'd love to say I'm going to come back and do the Southern 100, but I need a week or two to think about it. I've probably spoke many times this fortnight how mentally challenging this place is. So I think I need to just, get home and just spend some time with the family and relax, I think.
Well, enjoy this race, Jack.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Eighth and race number one is Baz Furbin. I'm interested, Barry, I'm interested in Braddon Performance on the back seat. Where's that from?
That's my mate Gary Gittins. That's his middle name.
Oh, Gary. Oh, what a good runner he was.
Yeah, that's his middle name. So that's why he's on there, because he builds the engine. Well, he built the whole bike, to be honest. So yeah, that's why his name's on there.
And he'll be listening back there, because that's obviously big Manx connection just down the road.
Yeah, he's queuing for the boat on the way home at the minute, unfortunately, because he's running a bit late, so he hasn't got to see the start. But they'll be sat in the car listening.
Eighth and race one, what about this one?
Just got to be there and just keep pushing. I picked up another mile an hour last time, so I've done 119 and a half now. If we could do three of them, we'd be somewhere in the shape. Like, so
120.
It's there, but yeah, the conditions are better today, so everybody's going to be faster.
Wind's dropped, didn't it?
Yeah, that's what we need with these little bikes as well up the mountain. Like, so we're just going to push and push and push and see where we end up.
Good luck, Barry.
Thank you, mate.
There you go. 5 minutes, Beth. That's 5 minutes. And Mike Brown is ready here. Just quickly grab a word with Mike if we can. I tell you, absolutely shocked when the commentator up the top said that Ryan's bike had retired the other day. I was absolutely shocked with that.
Yeah, look, it's just we think maybe it might have been something to do with the Cooper's crash at the Northwest, but it was no fault of Ryan's, just one of these things.
The bikes obviously took a big bang at that one, because obviously I was there and I've seen it. What about that now, though? Ryan will have been through that with a fine-tooth comb now, won't he? Ryan will be looking at that close.
Yeah, he's been through it and through it again, this engine, so he's confident it can do the business, so it's good.
Let you get your headspace. Thanks, Mike, for your time. Cheers. Good luck. Thank you. Cheers. Let's hear from Paul Cassidy with Beth.
Yeah, I've just been admiring the tyre warmers there, Paul. That's some pattern.
Yeah. Well, trying to do what we can at the moment to try and keep a bit of heat in these rims and wheels and tyres and stuff. And
yeah, if we can put some covers on like that, you know, I'll do whatever. You know, I'll jump up and do 10 star jumps if you want it, if he keeps heating them tyres.
And I know you've been not feeling the best this week. You're looking a lot better today and hopefully feeling it too.
Yeah, we went to, on the rest day yesterday, we decided to go to Mount Murray and just try and sweat it out in the sauna and the jacuzzi and stuff like that. So it was nice, to be honest with you. It seems to be work. I feel a little bit perky and a bit more livelier today. So hopefully we can go a little bit quicker again.
And conditions looking so much better, thank goodness. Lots of people around there looking forward to it.
Yeah, conditions are looking the best they've probably been in the last 2 weeks, if I'm honest. Even riding around, there's no wet patches or anything. There's a couple of flags still staying out, but I don't think they need to be out, personally. So, yeah, we'll just sort of get ahead down here now and chip away. You know, we have just come in off the big bike. Enjoyed that. Unfortunately, there was a few yellow flags getting waved, so I slow right down and acknowledge them. You know, there's probably lads that don't acknowledge them as much, shall we say. But, yeah, it's probably cost me a bit of time doing that, unfortunately.
What's next for you, Paul, once TT's over?
TT for me will be after here. We'll then get back, bikes fully stripped down, probably the 700 next, maybe around at Andreas Racing in between if we can get that done, and then it'll be the Manx Grand Prix, and that's probably about it, to be honest.
Well, I need to sit down after that. Good luck today.
Yeah, all the best, thank you.
3 minutes to go. Good luck, Mikey Evans, for this one.
Thank you very much.
How was your birthday cake celebrations?
Yeah, it was all right, it was good. Yeah, a bit of chocolate cake, my favourite.
Oh, no, too claggy for me.
Nah, it's brilliant, loved it.
Oh, no, not for me. Any changes made? Are you happy with it from the other day?
Yeah, happy with it. It's just down to me. Yeah, I just need to go a little quicker, but yeah, I'm not going to do anything much different than what I did the other day and just try and get us around for 3 laps.
How's the right arm, all right?
Yeah, it's a lot better than it was. It's getting better. Just that rest day yesterday really helped. And obviously the twin's a little bit of an easier ride compared to the big bike, so it shouldn't be too bad.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
There you go. There's Mikey Evans on the Daffabet machine. The guys, Adam's fussing over it just in front of us now on the Bathams machine is Michael Rutter, the only bike that Michael is here on this year, the little R7, and looks to spill it in the black, gold and orange sort of colours. Tyre warmer's just about to come off, and Michael just last minute furkling just in there, just checking the clutch tension on that there. Just checking it out, just adjusted it just a little bit there, but Michael done this so many times, he knows what he's doing. And Paul Jordan with Joe just gives him a quick hug, and we are ready to go. And there's a bit of cable coming about the ground here, no idea where that's come from anyway, so better get the engineers on that and have a little look at that. So we are less than, what, a minute and 30 seconds to go for the second Super Twin race. Don't know who's going to win this one. Michael Dunlop has just arrived. Looking a bit anxious, actually, down Glencutry Road he was then. But I think he'll be perfectly fine when that flag drops, and he'll be away on his pattern. So Michael Dunlop won number 6 for number 5, Mikey Evans. Dominic Urbison, number 13. He got that third position. That's your top three. What's it going to be in about an hour or so? Let's get up to our guys in the commentary box. It's Mike Booth and, first of all, Chris Boyd.
Thank you very much, Chris. We will wait for that. Just news from the Superstock race from Race Control. Jonathan Getchy came off at Glen Helen during lap 1 of the Superstock race. He has been air-medded to Nobles with reported chest injuries. He continues to be assessed and further updates to be issued in due course. So Jonathan Getchy off at Glen Helen, lap 1 of the Superstock race, air-medded to Nobles. Best wishes to him. We move into 30 or so seconds and just over from the entire cover Insurance Super Twin TT Race 2. 3 laps, 113.19 miles. There will be a pit stop at the end of lap 1. Our starter is Lisa Buckley, the head of Entire Cover Brand Marketing. And we see Paul Jordan roll up to the line. There is cloud just filtering in, but it's very, very high. It looks sunny and bright here. Great conditions. The wind has dropped a lot as we get to 10 seconds to go for Paul Jordan on the Jackson Racing, powered by Prosper 2 Aprilia, who is about to get the tap on the shoulder. Super Twin TT Race 2 underway. Such distinctive sounds out of these Super Twin machines. Nobody at 2 where Pierre Yves Bion would have been. Best wishes to him. So at 3 it will be Michael Rutter, who got a top 10 position in the opening race on the Yamaha, the Bathams AGN Racing Yamaha. Nobody at 4 either, so next away will be podium man, runner-up from the first race, Michael Evans on the Daffabet Kawasaki. What can he do about Michael Dunlop this time round? We could erase it away from here. Chasing him down is our winner, Michael Dunlop from race 1 on the MD Racing pattern. Adam McLean on the Flitwick Motorcycles SMV Yamaha. He finished seventh in the opening race. And then Davey Todd on the Malenka by Padgett's Pattern, with my Coolman machine. He was right in contention earlier in the week. Finished fifth. Mike Brown will look to overcome his retirement on the KMR Kawasaki Jack Reed Cars machine. A gap at 10, and we'll next get into Joe Yeardsley on the Scott Racing Motorcycles Aprilia. It was a retirement in the opening race for Joe. He finished eighth in one of the races last year. He's away. Barry Thurber will be next to go in the DC Motorcycles of Newtown. Yamaha always goes well in this class. Ninth place for him on the opening race. And then Dominic Herberton, who finished sixth on the Melbray Racing Pattern. More Patterns coming. Stefano Bonetti next to the line on the Vass Racing machine. And then podium man from race one, Rob Hodgson on the SMT Racing Pattern. He gets away. Alan Venter, who I spoke to before the start, has his final ride of the meeting on the Kawasaki. Victor Lopez was due to go next, but he has withdrawn. So next away will be Andrea Miola on the Vass Racing Pattern. About to get the tap on the shoulder. 12th for Andrea in race one. Maurizio Bottalico has also withdrawn from this race, so next to go will be Sean Anderson on the Delmo Racing Top Surface TRT Yamaha. As he waits to get the tap on the shoulder. Big line of bikes behind him. Michael Sweeney finished 11th in race one on the MSR Racing Aprilia. He goes next. Michael De Koppel on his Indy Racing Aprilia. He finished 18th in race one. It was on Tuesday for Marcus Simpson on the LMR powered by John Cuff Electrical Kawasaki. And then one of our ever-increasing French band of riders, Julien Craigneux on the Scott Racing Aprilia. Martin Morris next to the line on the Morris Racing Brewer Racing Aprilia. 21st for him in the opening race. And 14th for Michael Russell on the Brookbuilt Racing Aprilia. Daryl Tweed on 17th in the opening race on an Aprilia as well, the Novogen by FAO Racing bike. Another Frenchman next away, Lancelot Unisart on the Obsession Engineering Aprilia. We'll take a couple more and then we should have riders at Glen Helen. Chris Moore goes next on the Silver Star Services Heat Racing Kawasaki. And Jack Fowler away on the Logic Eye Kawasaki as attention switches to Glen Helen on lap one, Mike.
Yes, it does. The first riders have just arrived at Glen Helen. Paul Jordan is in, his time is up, but we wait to see for the rest of the field to come through to break them timing splits to see where everyone slots in. We're watching Michael Dunlop. I'm keeping a really close eye on him to see whether or not he catches Michael Evans on the road. If he does, we know he's caught him by 10 seconds in the race, and that'll mean...
Yeah, we'll see. This is the battle for the race, really. Michael Rutter has gone through Glen Helen, so he's second on the road as we look at a retirement.
It looks like Mikey Evans retiring.
Michael Evans.
The Black Dub in the Glen Helen section. Absolutely devastating to see his team, and the entire Isle of Man will be shedding a tear because he was set to have another fantastic race on the Super Twin. What an awful turn of events.
Michael Evans then on the Dapper Bet bike out at Glen Helen. on lap one. Such a shame. Runner-up position in race one, out at Glen Helen on the opening lap, and Michael Dunlop passed him as he was pulling in. So Michael Dunlop, completely aware that his likely nearest contender is out.
That's right, yeah, and he now leads the race from Davy Todd by 3 seconds. Still a handful of riders to break the timing beam at Glen Helen, so we'll see what them positions are like in a few minutes. But it's looking like Michael Dunlop takes a very early lead in this second Super Twin TT race of 2025.
We're particularly waiting for 13, 14 and 15 to come through. Dominic Herbertson, Stefano Bonetti and Rob Hodson, who all featured in the top eight in race one. So we need to wait for them to all come through before we get a consolidated idea of this leaderboard. But at the moment, Michael Dunlop leads Davy Todd by 3 seconds. Adam McLean is then 1.2 seconds down on Todd. Dominic Herbertson does now arrive and slots into fourth, 1.2 seconds down on McLean. But we'll just wait for these other riders to get there to get a proper idea of how this top six or so is going to shake out. But that's a huge blow for Evans out and for the race, probably, out on that opening sector.
Yeah, you're right. It looked like Mikey Evans was going to give, or the nearest rider to give Michael Dunlop a run for his money, and out at the... not even halfway through lap one is a real shame, but let's hope there's a few more riders that will be seeing that as an opportunity to get themselves into podium contention.
Absolutely. Mechanical then for Evans on the opening lap out of Glen Helen. He had the foot off the peg. He was just coasting to a halt at the car park. Hopefully somebody will get him a drink or something when he start parks up, as we see Michael Rutter now coming out through Kurt Michael. Michael Rutter's looking racy there. Really on it. Top 10 in the opening race. He's going for it, isn't he? He's pinned.
Yeah. He knows how to ride a bike, doesn't he, Michael Rutter? And he might only be not riding the bigger bikes this TT. He's concentrating on the Super Twin class on that R7, but that just means his it means he can forget about the big bikes and just concentrate on riding the wheels off that little Yamaha, and it looks like he's doing exactly that.
Evans's retirement, of course, gives Dunlop a big gap in front of him, because Evans has gone. There was nobody at four, so next up it would be Michael Rutter. He'll be coming across. So at Glen Helen then, we've got these later starters through, and it is Dunlop still leading 3 seconds from Davy Todd, then 1.2 seconds back to Adam McLean. Rob Hodson, our podium man from race one, slots into fourth, 0.2 seconds down on McLean. Then Dominic Herbertson is 1 second down on Hodson. Mike Brown is 0.1 seconds down on Herbertson. Barry Ferber is seventh, 1.9 seconds down on Brown. 0.3 seconds between Ferber and Paul Jordan, who is eighth. Then Evan shows in ninth, but we know he's out of it. So ninth will be Stefano Bonetti, about 1.4 down on Jordan. Then Michael Rutter will be 0.8 seconds down on Bonetti, rounding out the top 10, as our front three are through Balath already. And Dunlop's lead, well, we wait for Davy Todd to see just where this shakes out. It's showing over Paul Jordan at the moment. We've got Dunlop, Jordan and Rutter through Balaf. So we need to wait for Davy Todd and Adam McLean and Rob Hodson probably to get there to get a proper idea. McLean arrives. Todd should be next. He should be there imminently. He is. The lead has gone out to 5.5 seconds. Dunlop leads Todd by at Balaf on lap one.
Davy Todd having a much better showing in this race, this second Super Twin race. He did mention earlier on in the day, after the Super Stock race this morning, that, or this afternoon I should say, that the team weren't 100% happy with the Milenko by Padgett's pattern. They were hoping to get a little bit more speed out of that bike, and it looks like they have, because, yeah, fourth or fifth place I think he was in the first twins race. He's already up to second, so he'll be hoping to maintain that on his hopefully bike with a little bit more power.
Absolutely. We're just seeing Rob Hodson there. Looks like he's catching traffic. Could be Stefano Bonetti that he is catching on the road. He'll not need to clear him as quickly as possible to make sure he's not getting held up. We wait for him to arrive, in fact, to get the shake-up. He was lying in fourth at Glen Helen. Dominic Herbertson is currently showing in third. He's taken third, with Mike Brown fourth and Adam McLean fifth. But we wait for Rob Hodson to arrive to get a proper idea of this. Hodson does arrive. Hodson claims third. Dunlop now leads Todd, and it's now Rob Hodson gone up to third. Adam McLean has dropped from third down to sixth in the sector between Glen Helen and Balaf. So Dunlop leads by 5.5 seconds over Davy Todd. Rob Hodson is then 0.5 second only down on Todd. And then Dominic Herbertson 3 seconds down on Hodson in fourth. Mike Brown only 0.5 second down on Herbertson in fifth. Adam McLean, 0.7 seconds down on Brown in fifth. It's close, it's really close. Barry Ferber showing in seventh, 2.4 seconds down on McLean. Then Paul Jordan in eighth, only half a second down on Ferber. Stefano Bonetti in ninth, and Michael Rutter in 10th, with Joe Yearsley and Alan Ventner also out for Uber Laugh.
It certainly is close. Rob Hodgson obviously looking for his second TT podium after his first TT podium a few days ago. That'd be great to see him standing on the box again. I believe Adam McLean, this would be his first podium if he managed to get back to third place, wouldn't it?
So yeah, he's just dropped some time there, possibly catching traffic on the road. Adam McLean would be coming up on Dunlop, and then Evans is out of it. So in fact, I don't think that's the situation. Might be a small issue for Adam McLean, who has dropped those three places on the run from Glen Helen to Balaff. Paul Jordan, first man on the road, arrives into Ramsey Hairpin. He is still first on the road, and then we'll expect Michael Rutter to arrive next, who is being chased down by Michael Dunlop on the road.
Conditions are looking great all around the TT course now, aren't they? Not too many wet patches now, if any. The wind has died down quite a lot, and it's actually quite warm, certainly here in Douglas at the grandstand. The temperatures are reasonable, and would make for probably quite fast laps. But what it also will mean is when these guys do catch a little bit of traffic, if they've got nice conditions, i.e. no wet patches, and we're actually looking at the lack of adhesion flags at Ramsey Hairpin at the moment, where it does stay damp a little bit more often. However, if it's in the dry sections, it'd be a lot easier for the guys to overtake any traffic, because they can go offline where it might otherwise be a little bit damp. If it's dry, they can go offline, use the offline, the either side of the racing line to get back past their competitors, and hopefully not lose too much time when they do catch traffic.
The lead is out to 8.9 seconds at Ramsey Hairpin, lap one of three. On the way back here to the compulsory pit stop, Michael Dunlop leads by 8.9 seconds from Davy Todd. We await Rob Hodgson, who continued to hold third at Balaff. He needs to arrive yet. Mike Brown, Adam McLean, Paul Jordan and Michael Rutter all on the climb of the mountain. Chris Kinley's been keeping an eye on the lower later starters.
Yeah, Mikhail de Koppel through Balaff is in 10th place of the 22 bike. Marcus Simpson starting at 32. He's up to 13th place. Michael Sweeney, 24, into 15th. Mike Russell with another good showing on the 55 bike. He's up to 17th place. 35, Darrell Tweed up to 18th. Lance Unisart, a good run in the first one. He's in 20th position, the number 52 bike. And Jack Fowler, who we talked to before the start of the race, number 50, he's slotted in the 24th. But like you quite rightly say, there is nothing between that position of Brown, Herbertson, McLean and Jordan. Only a couple of seconds, boys, and of course Baz Ferber in that mix as well.
Absolutely, we're waiting on Hodgson to arrive at Ramsey Hairpin, but Mike Brown has overhauled Dominic Herbertson by 9/10. Hodgson does now arrive, so let's give you an idea of the top six. Dunlop leading by 8.9 seconds from Davy Todd, who is only quarter of a second up on Rob Hodgson, who's moved into third and is moving closer to Todd. Mike Brown then has moved past Dominic Herbertson. He's up to fourth. Dominic Herbertson drops to fifth, and there's only 9/10 of a second between them and 1.3 seconds back to Adam McLean, who is in sixth. Paul Jordan has got past Barry Ferber on the leaderboard, so Jordan up to seventh. Ferber drops to eighth, then Stefano Bonetti in ninth, and we wait for Michael de Koppel to come through, who was holding on to that 10th place at Balaff. So they're out onto the climb of the mountain. We're seeing Davy Todd on the Malenko bike, absolutely down, getting every single ounce of pace he can out of that bike.
He is, and he'll need to do exactly that, won't he, when Rob Hodgson is less than quarter of a second behind him. I think we've got a race on our hands, haven't we? We might be seeing Rob Hodgson on the second step of the podium rather than the third.
And we've got the whole shake-up of a pit stop, which we didn't have in race one because it was reduced to a two-lap race.
Yes, and we've seen just how much time you can lose in a pit stop. Davy Todd this afternoon, struggling to get that super stop bike started. And a tiny little problem like that can really make a massive difference, particularly when the times are as close as they are today.
Michael de Koppel has made it to Ramsey and he's moved up another place. He's up to ninth. He's overhauled Stefano Bonetti there. There's literally 2/100ths of a second between de Koppel and Bonetti. This class was introduced to have close racing. My, why have we got close racing?
It definitely delivers, doesn't it? It's some really exciting racing. They might not be the fastest bikes here, but it's some of the most exciting, and it's fast, furious racing, isn't it?
Absolutely. Michael Dunlop clipping the giveaway sign at Bungalow just at the top of the Faulty Wheel Road as he makes his way up Halewood's Rise up towards the Brandywell Junction. We wait for Davy Todd to arrive. We've got Paul Jordan and Michael Rutter still out in front on the road, but it's Dunlop leading in the race, and we wait for Todd to arrive at the Bungalow to see what the gap will be. Has it come down any, or has it gone out? Here is Todd. We'll get the time any second. Nice and neat line by Davy Todd. He's not quite as far over to the right-hand side as he goes through the junction at the top of Faulty Wheel, but nonetheless does clip the line. It's gone out to 10.5 seconds. Dunlop leads on the pattern from Davy Todd's machine by 10.5 seconds. Then Adam McLean in third. Well, obviously we're waiting on Rob Hodgson to come through. Mike Brown eclipses Adam McLean. So Brown and McLean, we're waiting on Herbertson to come through as well. So we've got quite a lot of starters in the 11 to sort of 20 range to factor into this just yet. And as you say, Rob Hodgson's definitely on potentially for a double podium here.
Yeah, you're not wrong. We're just waiting for Rob Hodgson to slot in between Davy Todd and Mike Brown. We're waiting for Dom Herbertson to slot in between Mike Brown and Adam McLean. So it's difficult sometimes following these races, isn't it, when we have some of the lower starters like Rob Hodgson, like Dominic Herbertson, who are in the teens fighting for podiums and fighting for the leads. But it's great to see, because it just means it just goes to show how competitive this racing is.
Yeah, it's a leveler playing field, isn't it, certainly in the Super Twins, or it feels like it. Okay, you've got Michael Dunlop out front, but behind him it seems much leveler.
Yeah, it does. And it's great to see so many more names vying for podiums. We're in the bigger bike classes, we're used to seeing a handful of names that we expect to see on the podium, but you throw a Super Twin race into the mix and it really is anyone's guess who's going to end up on the podium, isn't it?
Hodgson then arrives at the Bungalow and continues to hold on to third place. He's 2.8 seconds down on Todd, so that's gone out just a little bit. Then Mike Brown shows as fourth, 3.4 seconds down on Hodgson and only half a second up on Adam McLean, with Dominic Herbertson only a tenth of a second down on McLean in sixth. Then Paul Jordan shows us seventh, Barry Ferber eighth, but we've got later runners, we know, coming to factor into that lower part of the top 10 leaderboard.
All these guys trying their absolute hardest, though. You can see that the images that we're getting that we're getting back, they're using all the track, they're climbing all over the bikes, and it's easy to think that, you know, with these bikes being a little bit smaller, the power not being the same as a superbike, that they're easier to ride. And you know, they're easier to ride at a sedate speed, but if you want to get the very, very best out of them, I think they're actually more difficult to ride, because you've got to be so committed. You can't use the power to drag you out of the corners in the same way that you would on a superbike. It just looks like we're approaching the first pit stops now, though.
Absolutely, here comes our leader on the road at Croncnamona. It's 11.4 seconds Dunlop leads by, but let's get down to Chris Kinley.
Yeah, Paul Jordan, the first rider in, currently holding on to provisionally fourth as he went through Croncnamona, still inside the top 10. The Jackson race and the Aprilia stops, it'll just be a splash and dash and just quick check the chain tension, just make sure everything's all okay. Paul will get the fluid on board and he'll also just get a little bit of juice on board, a little bit of petrol, just to get him to the end of this race. And say another lap, two laps to go, but here we go. Here's your race leader. Across the line he goes there. Michael Dunlop slows down. Chris Boyd, what's the lap time?
121.664. 18 minutes 36.4. 121.664.
Paul Jordan's got away as number three. Michael Rutter comes in, and Davy Todd is through Croncnamona. It's 11.4 back to Davy Todd in that second place. We hear the klaxon go once again, so we've got Michael Rutter in on three and Michael Dunlop in at six. We look up the road as Michael Dunlop has no problems getting the SC Project pattern started up. Adam McLean is in. Davy Todd is in. So there we go. What's the split? 12 seconds. That's all it is, that Malenko by Badger's pattern is behind Michael Dunlop. And there we go. He's away. Michael Rutter is away. Adam McLean is in. But Dominic Herbertson is now through Croncnamona, as is Rob Hodgson. That's 4.7 seconds back. So Rob's lost another couple of seconds there, as this man, Mike Brown, on the Jack Reed cars, KMR Kawasaki, Ryan Farquhar. And there's the Malenko by Padgett's pattern heading off down Bray Hill. Gets to that slope we talked about earlier on in the day. You've got to be careful of that. There's Adam McLean going as well. So 8 and 7. So looking back to Croncnamona, Dunlop led by 11.4. It was 12 seconds at the grandstand. from Davy Todd. Rob Hodgson is through Cronk de Mona, 4.7 back, but he's lost a couple of other seconds. Let's go back up to Chris Boyd.
Yeah, indeed, the lead has been almost halved. Davy Todd has done a 29.55 second pit stop. Michael Dunlop a 35.57. 6 seconds have come out of the lead. It's down to just over 6 seconds. Dunlop leads Davy Todd by going out onto lap two.
11, 12 and 13 are all in. We've got Joe Yerdsey, we've got Baz Ferber, and of course we've got Dominic Herbertson provisionally holding on to that fourth place on the split from Cronk de Mona. Dom Herbertson only 2 seconds back off the number 15 bike. This one here, third place, Rob Hodgson, 6.3 back as Baz Ferber on the Yamaha gets away, and he goes down pit lane to Rob Hodgson about three quarters of the way down on the left hand side. So let's give you the leaderboard into the pits. Michael Dunlop 6 leads number 8 Davy Todd by 12.088 seconds, but like Chris Boyd says, that will possibly change when they get to Glen Helen. And the third place man, Rob Hodgson, 8.3 back off him, but he's still in the pits at the moment, just about to leave on the SMT pattern right down the bottom of pit lane, and away he goes. Then it's 9 Mike Brown, 13 Herbertson, 7 McLean, 1 Jordan, 12 Ferber, and then we're just waiting for 14 to come through. There he is, Stefano Bonetti. He's slotting into 11th position, but we must keep an eye on 22 Mikhail Indy de Koppel. He's having the ride of his life. He's up to 12th through Cronk de Mona, and he should be, Chris Boyd, next man in. Oh no, it's not, it's AJ Ventner, sorry, that's AJ I think in next, and just looking to see where AJ slots in. AJ slots into 15th of Cronk de Mona, 12th through the grandstand. So we'll just hold it, and I think this could be Indy, is it now, coming in, just struggling to see. He's right at the top. No, that's Andrea Maiola in, but again it's de Koppel having a cracking ride.
Absolutely, then. We think Michael Dunlop's lead will be down to 6.3 seconds heading out onto the second lap. Davy Todd, the Malenko by Padgett's team, superb stop by them, under 30 seconds. And that's cut the deficit to 6.3. Then it'll go out. Rob Hodgson's gap will go out a little bit from Davy Todd because that Davy Todd pit stop was so quick. The deficit will be just over 7 seconds, Todd to Hodgson, and then it'll be 4.7 seconds, Hodgson to Mike Brown. That was 0.3 coming in, but Hodgson's pit stop was 3.4 seconds quicker.
In Gasoline Alley then, we've got 24 Mikko Sweeney dropping into 13th place, just ahead of him on the left-hand side of the entire cover insurance. Super Twin podium is Mikhail Indy de Koppel, 12th place for Indy. He's only 2.6 back off Stefano Bonetti, and that's Mikko Sweeney. You hear going, got one more machine up the top, just can't pick that number up because there's a load of guys outside it. De Koppel's got a problem, it's not firing. Come on, Indy. Downhill now, there we go. No, there, yes, no, yes, yes, she's away. Brilliant stuff. Maybe lost a little bit of time, did Indy there, as we get the next outfit through, or the next machine, will be Sean Anderson. Sean stepping onto the ride that Francesco Coringa would have normally been on, and for that machine gets away on the Aprilia. I think Sean's on, is it the Aprilia? I think it's Yamaha. Actually, he's on the Yamaha, to be fair. So Sean in and out, as 32 Marcus Simpson in, he drops in the 16th, and 41 Julian Craig, no, and Marcus Simpson nearly ever coming together, Chris Boyd.
Oh my word, plenty happening. Let's tell you the one lap one times then. As we said, Michael Dunlop, 18 minutes, 36.421, 121.664. Davy Todd, 120.361. Rob Hodgson, 119.684. Mike Brown, 119.642. Dominic Herbertson, 119.503. Adam McLean, 119.436. Then Paul Jordan, 118.91. Paul Jordan is already out through Glen Helen. We'll wait for the riders, the other riders, Michael Dunlop in particular, obviously, to get out through there. We'll get an idea of the leaderboard. We're going to have to wait for Rob Hodgson to arrive from the start number of 15 all the way to get out there to get a consolidated idea off these top three after the pit stops. Paul Jordan is still away on the road, I think, and leading on the road, but Michael Dunlop will be closing on him a little bit as Michael Rutter goes through. Dunlop is up to second on the road, then Michael Rutter is third on the road. Then we'll wait for the other guys to arrive. Bye.
Super quick pit stops then. It's worth remembering, though, of course, it's a pit stop after one lap. The guys have only used one lap's worth of fuel, so it's quicker to fill the fuel tanks with fuel, and these bikes with them in a little bit slower, a little bit less power, the teams wouldn't tend to do a rear tyre change, so really fast pit stops.
Back down to Chris Kenley.
Yeah, Martin Morris, unfortunately, number 27, going to be a retirement in the pits at the moment. It's Paul Pochi-Williams. He's in for his pits, and I think that's Jack Fowler just ahead of him at the moment. Jack in 26th position. I beg your pardon, no, that's changed. In 27th position he will be, but he'll move up a spot. We got one more rider just come in there as well. I think that's 31. I think it is. That's Paul Cassidy, a local man for Nancastle Town. And 37 also in there, Sam Johnson. Sam gets away on his Aprilia. So some pretty close calls in here on this only one pit stop. Goodness me, I tell you what, the people just have to be on the ball in pit lane, Boydie.
Every single hundredth of a second is counting, because these places are being so closely fought, and that came out exactly in your coverage there of the pit stops, Chris. We're waiting on Rob Hodgson to get out to Glen Helen. Dominic Herbertson has arrived. In fact, Mike Brown's dropped a couple of places in those pit stops. Michael Dunlop's lead over Davy Todd. Glen Helen lap two is 9.5 seconds. The two patterns separated by 9.5 seconds. It had come down to 6.3. We made it out of the pit stop. So Michael Dunlop has added a further 3 seconds on the run out to Glen Helen. Dunlop leads Todd by 9.5 seconds. Rob Hodgson arrives. It's 8.3 seconds. Hodgson trails Todd by, but still holds on to third. Now 4.4 seconds from Dominic Herbertson, who has climbed up to fourth. Adam McLean has climbed up to fifth. Only 1.1 seconds down on Herbertson. Mike Brown has dropped from fourth to sixth at Glen Helen on lap two after the pit stops. He's only half a second down on McLean. Paul Jordan holds seventh, 3.4 seconds down on Brown. Barry Ferber continues to hold eighth, as he did here at the grandstand, 2.3 seconds down on Paul Jordan. Then Michael Rutter shows in ninth, Joe Yeardsley 10th, and Stefano Bonetti in 11th. Oh, it's breathless.
It is. It definitely is breathless. We've just seen, I think it was Michael Dunlop wheeling past the please drive slowly signs in Kirkmichael. It's an absolute joy to see, isn't it?
No ticket for Michael Dunlop. He can do what he wants out there on the TT course, as can they all. And they're putting on a fantastic show for everybody who is out there watching today.
You're not wrong. Still some really close racing, isn't they? Just half a second splits Adam McLean and Mike Brown after a lap and a half of racing around this course. It's never ceases to amaze me just how close these races can be after such long distances.
We have Dunlop through Balaff Bridge. We'll wait for Davy Todd and Rob Hodgson to arrive. We'll come back to the grandstand here at the end of lap one. In 11th, it was Stefano Bonetti. In 12th, Michael Ducoppel, as Maria Costello picks up a 30-second pit lane penalty. Can't remember Maria ever getting one before. 63.4 kilometres an hour for Maria in the pit lane. It was Mikko Sweeney in 13th at the end of lap one. Then Andrea Meola in the pattern in 14th. Daryl Tweed on the Aprilia in 15th. Alan Venter holding on to 16th on the Kawasaki. 17th on another Kawasaki, Marcus Simpson. 18th for Michael Russell. 19th for Julien Craigneau. And 20th for Sean Anderson. Plenty more coming through the pit lane. Has it gone quiet, Chris?
Yeah, everybody gone now. Everybody's been in and out. I think it was Wayne Bourgois when he left the end of the pit lane. He kind of gave it a handful and nearly tipped it over the back twice. So he was right next to when Masayuki Yamanaka, say that quickly if you want, when he was leaving out. So yeah, it was a bit tight leaving pit lane, but that should be everybody done pit stops. I think it was Maria Costello, just the last one out there. 63, I think you said. Yeah. Oh dear, but again, yeah, it's one of those. I looked at it, went, yeah, they flashed up on 63 on that thing. And apparently that is calibrated, so you've got to be careful.
Absolutely. So we're still waiting on Rob Hodgson to arrive out at Balaff Bridge. Michael Dunlop leading now by 12.1 seconds. He's adding sort of 2 or 3 seconds every sector. Michael Dunlop leads by 12.1 from Davy Todd. It's both patterns. Then Mike Brown is in third on the Kawasaki. He's Dominic Herbertson has come through. So too Mike Brown and Adam McLean. So the positions are changing all the time. We still await Rob Hodgson's arrival at Balaff. It should be there in the next 10 or 15 seconds or so, and then we'll get a proper idea off the leaderboard at pretty much half distance. There we go. Hodgson arrives. He's 8.2 seconds down on Todd. He's 5.7 seconds ahead of Dominic Herbertson, who is in fourth. Then Mike Brown has overhauled Adam McLean, fifth and sixth, changing once again in this race. Brown is 2.2 seconds down on Herbertson and 1.6 seconds up on McLean. Paul Jordan holding seventh. Barry Ferber in eighth of those through Balaff at the moment.
Well, I've heard of the expression riding the wheels off a bike. I think Adam McLean might be trying to do exactly that. I've just seen him have a massive tank slapper over Belaf Bridge on the feed we're getting in here, and it looked as though the front wheel was about to fall off the bike, but it's just testament to the amount he's pushing. He got a real lovely bit of air over the bridge, but just landed a little bit hard, and he had a bit of a wobble on landing, but I don't suppose it'll make him shut off in the slightest, because he'll be getting pit boards to tell him just how close he is to Mike Brown and that fifth position. So he's riding the wheels off it quite almost literally.
Michael Dunlop is certainly riding the wheels up front. He's just done a 3:17.5 sector time, Glenn Hamilton Belaf. That is 2.5 seconds inside the lap record sector that was in from 2018, I think it is, all the way back on 2018, the lap record stands on the Super Twins from. But he is far quicker in that sector. Obviously, the lap will include the pit stop, so the speed will be down as a result of that. Paul Jordan, our first man on the road, is into Ramsey, as we see Michael Dunlop also arriving on the run up through White Gates to Stella Maris and then into the hairpin. We'll pick him up next. He can't probably see Paul Jordan at this stage. No, Jordan goes round the corner into Waterworks as Dunlop arrives up through Stella Maris. So he's gone out. The advantage is going out. He's catching Jordan on the road, although there's still probably 13 or so seconds between them. It's Davy Todd we're waiting on next. We see him come up past the bus station in Ramsey out onto May Hill. He's got Michael Rutter behind him now, so he's caught at an overhaul. Michael Rutter on the road. Rutter doing his best to stick with him as they head up through White Gates.
We would expect, wouldn't you, Rutter to be burying his head under that screen just to try and gain a couple of extra miles an hour from David Todd, who just looked a little bit sketchy, a little bit wide into Ramsey Hairpin. He looks behind him. He can hear a bike. It's Michael Rutter behind him. These twins are very, very noisy. When you're riding a twin and there's another one behind you, or riding any bike and there's one of these twins behind you, you know about it. You can feel the air vibrating with the sound of the exhaust on these bikes. So he'll know that he's got a bit of it. When you can get a bit of a gap, you definitely know about it, because it's just become a bit quieter, even if you have got headphones in.
Rob Hodson just going out through the K-tree. The leading riders onto the climb of the mountain. Dunlop leads Todd. It's gone out further. 2.5 seconds again. It's 14.6 seconds that Dunlop leads Todd by at Ramsey Hairpin on lap two. Just over half distance off this entire Cover Insurance Super Twin TT race two. We then wait on Rob Hodson to arrive. We know he's on his way into Ramsey because we've just seen him. He holds on to third at Belaf, 8.2 seconds down on Todd. With Dominic Herbertson, who's in fourth, he's already through, just coming through Ramsey Hairpin now on the Melbray bike.
I think Michael Dunlop will start to see Davy Todd up on the mountain on the big open stretches when on the mountain mile. You can see nearly a mile and a half in front of you. So it's when Michael Dunlop sees the rider in front of him, he'll just be using that as a bit of a carrot to drag him along. I don't suppose he needs the carrot at the minute with a 14-second lead, but it does always help.
Hodson is through the Ramsey split point. He's 8.1 seconds down on Todd, continuing to hold on to third place on the SMT pattern. Dominic Herbertson then on the Melbray bike is in fourth, 6.4 seconds down on Hodson. Mike Brown is in fifth, 1.9 seconds down on Herbertson. Adam McLean seventh, 3.4 seconds down on Brown. Then in eighth, in seventh, Paul Jordan, 2.4 seconds down on McLean. Then Barry Ferber is eighth, Joe Yearsley in ninth, Michael Rutter in tenth, and Stefano Bonetti 11th of those through the hairpin so far. As we're just seeing a replay of Michael Dunlop on the pattern out through the K-tree. He's got his head right down on the tank, hasn't he? Just lifts it very, very slightly just to take in the jump over the K-tree, and then straight back down on it to get the drive into Milntown.
Both wheels off the ground. He's got the throttle absolutely pinned. He's riding it like he stole it, isn't he? And we see him just approaching the the bungalow now at the top of the mountain. He'll be riding over across the top of the mountain and then down the other side of it to complete the second lap of three of the Super Twin TT.
We've got Michael Dunlop and Paul Jordan through the bungalow. We'll wait for the others to arrive. Chris Kinley.
Yeah, quickly back to Ramsey Hairpin. Mikel de Koppel, yeah, despite that pit stop, he stayed in about 12th place in the 22 bike. Michael Sweeney, 24, is 13th. Daryl Tweed, 35 starter, he's in 15th. Mike Russell's shown well again. In fact, Indy de Koppel is now through Ramsey, holding on to that 12th place, just behind, about 3.5 seconds back off Stefano Bonetti. That's come down, actually, by quite a lot, because it was 7 seconds between Balaf and between Bonetti and de Koppel through Balaf, and Bonetti and de Koppel is now 3.5. Also running well, Julien Craigneau in 19th position for the number 41 bike. Sean Anderson on the 20 bike, he is in 20th through Balaf, and Paul Pochi-Williams just picking a few out there. Number 36, he's in 50. He is in the number 50, 36 machine is in 22nd position. My fingers and thumbs are going all over the place. It's getting cold in pit lane. Back to you, boys.
Thank you very much. Todd is through the bungalow now. It's 14. It's basically unchanged. Maybe he's nibbled a tenth back. Actually, it's from 14.6 down to 14.5. Todd trails Dunlop by. Then we're waiting on Rob Hodgson to arrive at the bungalow. We have Mike Brown, Adam McLean, Paul Jordan and Michael Rutter through the bungalow. We're not sure if there may be an issue for Rob Hodgson here. We're just looking at the trackers. His bike seems to have stopped just coming up out of the gooseneck, but we'll just wait and see whether or not that's just a transponder issue and whether that jumps forward or not. We're just waiting to see. It looks like he may be stopped on the trackers. We'll find out in the next few seconds, because he would be due at the bungalow. We've got Dominic Herbertson through, who may inherit a top three place here. We're waiting to see. We'll give him a few more seconds. Brown, McLean, Jordan, Ferber and Rutter all through. It looks like potentially there is an issue here. We're not seeing Herbertson, and I think he's overdue now at the bungalow. Hodgson overdue at the bungalow. So it means Dominic Herbertson is up into third place on that Melbury pattern. So it's a pattern 1-2-3. Michael Dunlop, Davey Todd, Dominic Herbertson, with Rob Hodgson looking to be out of it on the run out of the gooseneck on lap two. We've then got Mike Brown showing in fourth at the moment. Adam McLean, fifth. Paul Jordan in sixth. Barry Ferber, seventh. Joe Yearsley in 8th and Michael Rutter in 9th, but that is such a shame for Rob Hodgson.
Rob Hodgson and Mikey Evans, both of those guys, podium finishing in the first Super Twin race, and to bow out of the second one after such a fantastic result in the first one. They'd have been looking forward to this ever since the last Super Twin race, and it looked as though both of those guys were on for a fantastic result until, unfortunately, they've had to stop for one reason or another. So yeah, a real shame. But unfortunately, to finish first or to finish third or to finish on the podium, first you've got to finish, and it's just that in itself is hard work around the TT course.
Absolutely. We're about to get the leader on the road, Paul Jordan, across the line. Here he goes. Out onto his final lap, and Michael Dunlop will not be far behind him now. We'll wait for Dunlop to flash on too. Here he comes. Dunlop and Paul Jordan away onto the final lap of this entire Cover Insurance Super Twin TT Race 2. We wait next on Davey Todd, second place man, and then it will be Mike Brown who moves up to third place at Croagh-le-Moyne. We'll have Dominic Herbertson still to filter in there, as well as these later starters are going to factor into the podium battle with the retirements of Mikey Evans on the opening lap and Rob Hodgson, it looks like, on the run over the mountain on lap 2. Here comes Todd. That sounded well, that Malenko by Padgett's pattern. The gap has stabilised. It's coming down just a little bit, a tenth of a second at a time. It's 14.5 seconds that Dunlop leads by. It's going out onto the final lap as Adam McLean blasts past and Michael Rutter. They go through more or less together. Let's have a look at the lap times for that second lap, which does include the pit stops. Michael Dunlop fastest off them, 118.752, 19 minutes and 3.796. Who's that going through? Mike Brown, I think, potentially. Then Davey Todd, 118.497 on lap two. Mike Brown, 117.016. Adam McLean 117.046 and Paul Jordan 117.296. So it's Dominic Herbertson that we are now waiting on to get here. He was holding on to third place at Crocnamona. He should be one of the next machines, I think, across the line. Bike number 13 on the Melbray pattern. Is this going to be him? It is. Goes across the line and he continues to hold on to third place, but it's only by 3.8 seconds from Mike Brown, so there's a big scrap going on there. Brown, of course, on the KMR, Jack Reed Kawasaki, the Ryan Farquhar bike up against the Pattons ahead of him. The Kawasaki taking on the Pattons. He's 3.8 seconds off the podium going out onto the final lap. So Dunlop leading then with Davey Todd by 14.5 seconds. Dominic Herbertson then 17.4 seconds down on Todd, but just those 3.8 ahead of Mike Brown. Adam McLean is 1.6 seconds only behind Brown as well, so he's very much in that battle. And then there's only 2.5 seconds back to Paul Jordan in sixth. Barry Ferber is only 2 seconds back off that in seventh. And then Joe Yearsley showing eighth, 31 seconds down on Ferber, and Michael Rutter in ninth, 4.2 seconds down on Yearsley. But there are potentially later runners still to come into that who haven't made it to Crocnamona as yet.
That's right, and conditions looking fairly nice all the way around the course, and it just lends itself to a potential lap record pace from Michael Dunlop, who we know is on blistering form. His bike looks like it's as fast as it's ever been, so will we see a lap record? It's very possible. Then again, you know, with a 14 second lead, he doesn't have to push the envelope if he doesn't need to. We'll be using Paul Jordan, who by now is about 10 seconds away from on the road. Be using Paul Jordan as a bit of a gauge just to keep his speed in check. So yeah, will we see a lap record from Michael Dunlop? It's we've got about another 20 miles to find out.
Rob Hodgson is now confirmed as a retirement at Joey's 2. Alan Venter is also out, unfortunately. He's a retirement at Whitegates up in Ramsey. We look back to Crocnamona to see who's filtering in. Michael Jacopel is now into the top 10. He's in 10th place. That shuffles Cafardo Bonetti down to 11th. Michael Sweeney in 12th. And Andrea Maiola in 13th. That's the 13 riders that have come through Crocnamona, so that's subject to change as well. Keep getting riders through the grandstand here. Andrea Maiola, the latest of them to head out onto his final lap. So it's Dunlop next that we're waiting on to get out to Glen Helen, the race leader, and we've got Paul Jordan just ahead of him on the road as well. We'll wait for them out at Glen Helen.
If you're wondering why we do always seem to have a fairly healthy looking retirement log in the Super Twin race, it's because these bikes aren't really designed as race bikes, or a lot of them aren't designed as race bikes. The road bikes, the sort of almost entry level road bikes, are nice easy bikes to ride, but they've been turned into race bikes. They've had a lot of work done to them. They've not just had fairings and tyres put on them. These things are tuned. They've got all the best bits and pieces on them, so they're unfortunately really, really highly strung, and they're very fast, but they're a little bit temperamental. That's why, yeah, there are often a few of these bikes that don't make it to the end of the Super Twin race, unfortunately.
Glen Helen to Glen Helen for Michael Dunlop is 123 miles an hour. His lap record is 122.75, 123.009. Glen Helen to Glen Helen for Michael Dunlop. That will almost certainly extend the lead when Davey Todd does arrive out there. We've got Paul Jordan and him on the road through there. Dunlop is about 4.5 seconds behind Todd, behind Jordan on the road, but obviously leading convincingly in the race. In fact, the lead as Todd arrives has got out to 18.9 seconds. It was 14.5 seconds here at the grandstand. He's piled on 4.4 seconds just on the run out to Glen Helen.
He definitely doesn't need to ride at lap record pace or even set a lap record, does he? But it's a nice way to throw the gauntlet down, even if it is 52 nearly years to the next Isle of Man TT.
I think last year when the second race was red flagged, he was 8.5 seconds inside his lap record pace at the Bungalow. That's how quick this bike is.
Yeah. Well, he'll want to make amends for losing that lap record, won't he? And it looks like he's doing exactly that now.
Absolutely. We'll see what he does as this lap goes on. So we're waiting next on Dominic Herbertson from third place to arrive out at Glen Helen. And what a fantastic result this would be for Dominic. He's put the whole package together very late on. He got the Melbray guys to give him the bike and got them all signed up. If he could reward them with a podium, that would be a very, very special TT.
It would be fantastic, wouldn't it? But he'll have to ride it like a badger on a bypass, or whatever his expression was the other day, for the rest of this TT, because it's no one's going to hand it to him. Mike Brown's only, or at the grandstand, was only 3.8 seconds behind him. Adam McLean only a second and a half behind that. So he can't let up.
Looking at Herbertson, he's now through Glen Helen. He still holds on to third, and he's 17.6 down on Davy Todd, and he's now 6.5 seconds up on Mike Brown. It was 3.8 seconds here, so Herbertson is getting quicker and pushing that gap out to Brown behind him. Brown therefore falls into the clutches of Adam McLean. There's only 0.8 seconds between them in fourth and fifth, and there's only 1.5 seconds further back than that to Paul Jordan, who is in sixth. Then Barry Ferber is only 1.5 seconds behind that in seventh, so there's only about 4 seconds separating fourth down to seventh, I think. So tremendous racing going on. Looking back to the grandstand here, we said Michael DeCoppel has dropped into the top 10. Mikko Sweeney from the start number 24 is holding on to 12th. Andrea Miola 13th, 14th for Daryl Tweed, number 35. Michael Russell is 15th from number 55, and Marcus Simpson is 16th from number 32.
That racing that close means one missed gear or one missed braking point, or you run wide somewhere into even one of the slower corners around this TT course, and it might be the difference between three or four places. So you've got to be so perfect, inch perfect. Michael Dunlop has caught Paul Jordan on the road. He's just overtaken him into Balaff Bridge. That might just drag Paul Jordan along a little bit.
Leads on the road, absolutely, does Michael Dunlop, and he's... oh, good Lord, he's 12 seconds inside. No, he's not. Sorry, let's get it right. He's 3 seconds inside lap record pace out there at Balaff. It's a 7.51, and the lap record split is 7.54.4. So 3 seconds inside lap record pace here for Michael Dunlop on the pattern. But again, he knows he's got this under control. He's either wanting to go out there and set a lap, or at some point he's going to back it off.
Yeah, well, it's Michael Dunlop, isn't it? So will he back it off? Yeah, that remains to be seen. But Paul Jordan, who he's just overtaken on the road, if Paul Jordan can get in his slipstream, he is in that group of riders that has about 3 or 4 seconds covering the entire bunch. So if he can stay with Michael Dunlop even for 2 or 3 miles and just have him drag him along, pull him perhaps down Sulby Straight, that might be the difference for Paul's current seventh place, I think, when the rest of the riders come through, to about fourth place if you can catch Mike Brown.
Yeah, it's wherever he's got the pace to stick with Dunlop, to get in the toe as Dunlop goes through Sulby Bridge, and we see Dominic Herbertson just coming up through Kirkmichael. So we're a little while before he gets to Balaff, just to confirm he continues to hold on to this third place. He did at Glen Helen. We're waiting to see, does he still hold it when they get to Balaff, as he goes out over Ren Cullen. We see for Dominic Herbertson, Michael Dunlop is away up the road with Paul Jordan. And as you say, can he drag Jordan into some kind of battle here? Herbertson does now arrive at Balaff, and it's pretty stable, actually. It's 21.4 seconds. Dunlop leads Todd by, and then it's 17.8 seconds between Todd and Herbertson. It was 17.6 at Glen Helen, so that is very much stabilised. It's then going out to Mike Brown. Mike Brown is 8.9 seconds down on Herbertson in fourth, and that is now 2.1 seconds up on Paul Jordan. So these gaps are just eking out a little bit in these battles behind. There's only 0.7 seconds, however, between Jordan and Adam McLean, who's holding on to sixth, and then Barry Ferber is 0.7 1/1000th of a 7 second behind Adam McLean in seventh. So that's a battle to watch out for. Then Joe Yeardsley and Michael Rutter are showing in eighth and ninth.
We need, though, to wait until Paul Jordan gets into Ramsey Hairpin, because we're looking at the feed now and it looks as though he does have the pace to stick to the back wheel of Michael Dunlop, who hasn't been able to break the toe.
Right with him, in fact, yeah, right behind him. Line astern as they head on up towards Ramsey next. So yeah, this could help drag Jordan. He was, what, 2.1 seconds down on Mike Brown in the battle for fourth. And then, well, it's 8 seconds or so to Dominic Herbertson, who is in third. So about 10 seconds in total, Jordan is behind Herbertson, third to fifth. As we see Davy Todd come through the Craytree. Oh, my word, that Padgett's bike looks absolutely sorted. Absolutely on rails almost through the Craytree.
It does, doesn't it? And these, Malenko by Padgett's team definitely know how to put a motorcycle together. They've been doing it a long, long time and had a lot of success on short circuits on the Isle of Man TT. So, if anyone can make a bike handle, it's them boys.
It is the first time that the Padgett's team have ever entered this Super Twin class, as Michael Dunlop now makes it to the hairpin. PJ is right with him, still right in his slipstream as they head up to Ord's Waterworks. So Dunlop is through. Let's see, can we get an indication of the split? He is still well inside lap record pace here. It's an 11.19. The lap record is an 11.25. So he's about 5.5 seconds inside lap record pace to Ramsey, and that will put it in the 123s potentially. The lap record stands from 2018. Michael Dunlop on the pattern, 122.75. It is, I think, the longest standing of the lap records at the TT. So we'll wait and see what happens there. We wait then for Herbertson next to arrive. Paul Jordan, Davy Todd and Michael Dunlop are all through Ramsey. The gap has just gone out, as it is every sector. It's out to 24.7 seconds that Michael Dunlop leads, with just the final run over the mountain to do in this entire Cover Insurance Super Twin TT Race 2. Dunlop has it totally in hand here, Mike, 24.7 seconds ahead of Todd at Ramsey.
He does. Mike Brown approaches the hairpin now. We've seen Paul Jordan use the toe from Michael Dunlop to drag him in front of Adam McLean. As Mike Brown breaks the timing beacon at Ramsey Hairpin, we'll see whether or not, and he has. Paul Jordan as now a second, 1.8 seconds in front of Mike Brown. So Paul Jordan's using that toe to his advantage, and we'll have to wait until Dom Herbertson to come through to see whether or not Dom has kept that 17 second lead. But Paul Jordan now probably fourth place in this race.
Absolutely. Herbertson then arrives. He slots into third where he was at Malaf. 17.3 seconds down on Todd. 8.2 up on the new fourth place man, Paul Jordan. 1.8 seconds ahead of Mike Brown in fifth. Then we're looking for Barry Ferber's got past Adam McLean as well. A change of sixth and seventh. Barry Ferber up to sixth. Always goes so well on the Super Twin. He's 4.6 seconds down on Brown. He's 7/10 of a second up on McLean. And then we're waiting on Joe Yeardley next to come through, who is holding on to eighth at Balaf.
Rutter in 10th place behind Joe Yeardley. Michael DuCoppel one place behind him, as we see what looks like Dom Herbertson at Ramsey Hairpin having a bit of a moment, a really good look behind him. A lot of these guys use the Ramsey Hairpin to just have a look behind you, see what that gap is like behind you. If you can hear a bike, you don't always know who it is, so it's good to have a look. It's one of the slowest parts of the TT course, so it's probably the safest place if you do feel the need to have a look behind you. A lot of the guys do it there.
Absolutely. So we're waiting next for who are we waiting for to arrive into Michael DuCoppel, who is holding onto a top 10 position to arrive into Ramsey. There's 9 bikes onto the climb of the mountain at the moment. If we look back to Glen Helen on this lap, just to get some of these latest runners in, it was Michael DuCoppel holding on to 10th, Stefano Bonetti 11th, Michael Sweeney 12th, 13th for Andrea Meola as Dunlop reaches the bungalow, 14th for Darrell Tweed. Paul Jordan is right with him still. Marcus Simpson holding on to 16th, Julian Crenio in 17th, Chris Moore 18th, this is at Glen Helen on lap 3, then 19th for Sean Anderson, and into the top 20 is best showing of the week for Paul Pochi-Williams.
The slipstream's so important on these lower powered bikes. That's one of the reasons why you'll see someone like Paul Jordan able to keep up with Michael Dunlop. We know Michael Dunlop is on basically lap record pace, but when you've got when you can get in someone's slipstream, the difference it makes, particularly up these hills, particularly if it's a little bit windy and you're getting headwinds in places, you're not going to have to worry about that headwind. So you can get in that slipstream and it'll just drag you along. Sometimes 5, 10, maybe more miles per hour.
The Aprilia's got some pace in it, though, because Michael Dunlop's now on a 123.1 pace as far as the bungalow, which will be a stunning new lap record. But the Aprilia is sticking right with him.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. Well, and Paul's got to ride the bike at that pace. It's one thing being able to stay in the slipstream. If you can't ride round the corners fast enough, you're not going to be near enough to get in that slipstream. So, fair play to him.
Absolutely. The gap to Todd has just grown as it has, sector by sector by sector. Bungalow lap three with just the run down the mountain to do. Davy Todd is 26.1 seconds down on Dunlop. We're waiting on Dominic Herbertson to arrive on the Melbray pattern. We've got Paul Jordan through, Mike Brown through, Adam McLean through, and Michael Rutter. We're also waiting on Barry Ferber, one of the top six men at Ramsey, to arrive. So it's Herbertson and Ferber we are waiting on to arrive, just to get a proper idea of this top six, but we're already seeing Michael Dunlop with Paul Jordan still right behind him around through Craig and on the run down towards Brandish. Now as here comes Herbertson into the bungalow. Where's he going to slot in? He is still holding on to third. It is 18.5 seconds behind Todd and reduced margin over Paul Jordan. Dunlop is dragging Jordan along. I think he's probably going to run out of time. It's down to 5.4 seconds. I think Herbertson has probably got this, but Dunlop is dragging Jordan into this contention.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. If it's going to be close, isn't it? Can Paul Jordan from the bungalow to the grandstand, can Michael Dunlop drag him 5 seconds closer to Dominic Herbertson? Do you know what? I think it's entirely possible. However, if Dunlop just has a steadier last couple of corners, it'll obviously mean Paul. It'll slow Paul up as well. So it's I think it might be very close. It's that gap is definitely coming down.
We see then Dunlop through signpost corner. Paul Jordan has had an amazing ride behind Michael Dunlop through this entire lap. Well, from halfway round the lap when Dunlop came blitzing past him out towards Balaf. Dunlop is then into the nook, almost breaking now for the nook. Ducks right into the nook. Jordan still right in his slipstream. So just governor's dip and they'll flash out onto Glencrutchery Road. And we'll see what this lap is for Michael Dunlop. He turns now into the dip. He leads on the road. He leads in the race. He did the double in the Super Twins at TT 2024. He's about to do the double at the Super Twins at TT 2025. On the MD Racing pattern, here comes Dunlop. And Jordan. And it's 123.056, a brand new Super Twin lap record, 18 minutes 23.791. What a lap by Michael Dunlop when he didn't even need to do it.
No, he didn't, did he? But Paul Jordan will be pleased he did, because it's just dragged him ever so close to the podium. And you just have to, yeah, I mean, we'll have to wait until Dom Herbertson comes over the line to see whether or not Paul has or hasn't made that podium position, will we? Whether it be Paul or whether it'll be Dom Herbertson.
Todd's on his way. Michael's on his way into the winner enclosure for the 33rd time. Let's get down to Chris Kinley.
He certainly is, like you quite rightly say, for the 33rd time. We're getting a burnout as well. Oh, hi. Davy Todd in and confirmed in that second place, 26.7. Wow, listen to the fans down here. But Dominic Herbertson at Croncnamona, it's 4 seconds between 13 and 1. It's 4 seconds, so that is pretty tight. And what a lap that is, Chris Boyd. How much has he actually shaved off that old lap record?
It was 18 minutes 23, and it was 18.26. He shaved just under 3 seconds, 2.8 seconds.
Yeah, he gives the SC Project Pattern boys, the Moto Pattern guys, a big hug. Hard graft for them through this week. It's the 2025 pattern. But here is Davy Todd, and it's the first time the Malenko by Padgett's guys have been in here on the Super Twin podium. And Davy is in, but it's Paul Jordan also in. But it was 4 seconds back to Croncnamona. But is it going to be a pattern 1-2-3, or is it going to be Paul Jordan? Of course, had that great win at the Northwest 200. Is Davy coming in? I think it is. It is Davy Todd with his customary stoppy. There we go. Nice to see the Malenko colours again, isn't it? Michael Dunlop in a little stoppy from PJ there, from Davy Todd even. So we keep an eye out for the number one machine, because he might just be him. Herbertson third, Dominic confirmed in third place. Dominic Herbertson on the 13 bike, 20 seconds back in that third place. But Michael Dunlop has done it again. 33 wins around here now. absolutely incredible. Let's have a little look at that lap again. 123 and a bit, wasn't it? Absolutely incredible. He's just on the, he's probably on the phone to the boss of Patton at the moment. And Michael, just quickly talking to Gary Ryan there. Michael, many, many congratulations. And I want, has he told you the lap time, Gary? No. Right, okay. Do you want me to, I'll tell you. I like doing these things. 18 minutes, 23.7, 123.056.
Oh, very nice. I know. I don't know. Is that in the last lap?
Last lap, yeah, yeah.
I'm surprised. No, well, I backed off a little bit, obviously, because I seen I had a bit of a lead, and the leap was, dropped way down after the pit stop, and then I come back up again, and I said, I better push on here a wee bit, and then on the last lap, we had a...
Shut up, Dominic.
And she, what do you call it? She, we just nursed her the last wee bit, you know what I mean? But it's nice here. There's obviously, that's three Pattons in here now. So the main thing is, you know, look, it's, you know, people say, oh, it's because I'm on a Patton. So everybody else is a Patton now.
They're all on Pattons. Right, it was the pit stop. Davies' team in the pit stop had an absolute flyer. You got about 3 or 4 seconds back on you.
But no, yeah, and I was to say, everybody's like saying it's Pattons, but obviously these boys are Pattons, so, you know, they are a great wee bike, and thanks to, again, to Stefano for the wee bike. The bike's been mint. That's a double there again, and Lorenzo and Andrea, just bike was mint, really. I would like to have a lap on my own without any stress of trying to see what I could really do, you know what I mean? But, thanks to everybody. That's my main thing is another one under the belt.
Absolutely. And Paul Jordan, you went past him on the last lap then. You dragged Paul along. You nearly pulled Paul to third place.
Ah, well, I just wanted to get out of the way. I'm happy enough. My job was to win the race.
To win the race and the senior TT, hopefully tomorrow.
Yep. The plan is I'll have a go. That's four this week already, so it's a bit of an achievement again. So I'm happy. I'm just keep going, see what I'm made of.
Go and have a rest.
Dear boss, thank you,
Michael. Well done to you, sir. Right, let's go over to Davy Todd, if we can, on the Malenko by Padgett's bike. And Clive's happy. Look at that smiling, happy Clive Padgett.
Yeah. it's awesome. After what we had in the first race, I think we were all pretty disappointed. Clive's bought this Patton here and tried to make the best of it, and really struggled in that first race. And I think the boys really got their heads together. Clive's given me a great bike there. We're never going to compete with that thing. There's absolutely zero chance. And not taking anything away, Michael rides it super, super hard. I rode that as hard as I could, and super stoked to get the Malenko by Padgett's team up on the box again.
121.7, I think, was your quickest lap. 120. I'll get it for you now. 121.708 was your quick. Just double check that. 178. Yeah.
I'm pretty happy with that, mate. Yeah. It's not too bad. If he'd just slow down a little bit and
give. Do you think he's going to?
Probably not. No, he's. We did what we could, and already been speaking with Clive, and we'll try and come back next year stronger and faster.
When did they first get hold of the Patton to be able to start working on it? When did they get it?
Not long ago at all. Clive actually bought it from Patton. I don't want to say too much, but on the premise that we get exactly the same bike as Michael, which we've definitely not got. But Clive's honestly worked so hard and done a lot of work to this to improve it on the original bike we got from Patton, and he's done a great job, and just stoked to put it on the podium for him.
And what do you think the interview with Dominic is going to be like?
That'd be wild enough. Good luck to you.
Thank you, Davey. Cheers. Thank you. Let you get in. Well done to Davey Todd. And right. If anybody's got a beat machine up there in our studio, Dom the Bomb, turn around. They want a photograph of you talking to me for some reason. Bonnie Ladd, second TT podium.
That sounds good. Could you say that again, but a bit slower?
Second TT podium, third and fourth last year, and third this year. Wow, 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 Dominic. Congratulations.
Well, absolutely, absolutely over the moon. And, you know, when Simon Warren, I rode for Simon at the Classic TT, and Simon said to me, if I want to come to the TT, you know, what can I do for you? And as a team, they bought a Patton, we've dug in, and it's just been, I don't even know what to say to you, Chris. You know, it's,
that's a first.
And I've normally got something rude, funny, or totally inappropriate to say, but... you know what, 5.5 weeks to turn this round. And you know what, I cannot thank everyone enough on the GoFundMe, Adam Hewitt, just JCT, Truck and Trailer, people who have come out, the like the woodwork, you know, Alton Towers, he knows who that is, by the way, but it's like, you know, Piggy and Tall Tim, that this is the first time they've taken a deep breath in 2 weeks, and I could sit here, and I should sit here and rack off every thank you, but you know who you are, and I cannot thank you enough. I really cannot thank everyone enough.
Last time I saw Tall Tim was in the Gloucester services about 2 or 3 years ago, and he came up and he said, do you remember talking to me? And I went, oh, I do. You just talk bikes, don't you, from the Isle of Man? They want to talk bikes. But for you, Dominic, for you to put this together in the time frame that you had, and all these people, a lot of people, like you're quite rightly saying, to get it in here, you and there was three or four, and Mike Brown was having a good run at a time. Rob Hodgson was in there in the mix.
Oh, that's what this place is about, isn't it? It's like being number 13, you know, unlucky for some, but not for us. And it was a lonely race. You know, Barry Ferber pulled his... I tell you what, my old man's walking up to us now, and he had a femur operation a week ago, and that just shows everything, doesn't it? So I best give him a hug.
You better have. Dominic, well done to you. Rob, are we all done? I think we're all done, yeah? Oh, there is. There's a picture then. Where's the photographers now? Get a picture of Mark Herbertson with his son. So there you go. There's your 1, 2, 3 in the entire cover insurance, Super Twins. Dominic, going off to do his TV work, and I've already said to Debbie and the team, get your bleep machine ready. Boydie, back to you.
Fantastic. Absolutely brilliant story for Dominic Herbertson to get his second TT podium. He was so thrilled when he got his first one, but to get one this year, given the circumstances that he's gone through, Mike, so, so special.
Yeah, definitely. And just great to see another name on the podium at the TT, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. The news from Race Control that the Rhodes Open car has left St Ninians to begin opening the roads on the mountain course. For the safety of yourselves and others, please remember the roads remain closed until the Rhodes Open car has passed through your location. So that is on the way. We've had a fantastic three races here at TT 2025 on the penultimate day. That last lap by Michael Dunlop, a new Super Twin lap record, 18 minutes, 23.791, 123.056 miles per hour. The other lap three speeds that we have, 121.899 for Paul Jordan. For Davy Todd, it was 121.708. So Jordan was in fact dragged to the second fastest lap of that final run by Michael Dunlop.
I can believe it because, you know, he was basically on lap record pace from about Balaf. I think it was on the approach to Balaf that Michael Dunlop passed Paul Jordan, and Paul just stayed in his wheel track, didn't he, on lap record pace. So, yeah, Paul was, yeah, like I say, on lap record pace for about half of the lap.
Absolutely. Beth has eighth placed Joe Yeardsley.
Yeah, I do. Just stand next to Joe. Obviously, there was disappointment with that retirement in the first race, but eighth, fantastic. How was it out there?
Yeah, I was really, really enjoyed that, to be honest. It's just first lap, I was making a lot of mistakes on a few corners and pulling the wrong gears and stuff. But once we got dialed in towards the end there, I felt really like smooth on the bike and I had no pain in my arms or anything at all. So much easier riding the twin than one of the big bikes. But no, I enjoyed that. What was the lap time in the end on my last lap?
119.061.
Yeah, well, that's my fastest, 117.5 previously. So no, as long as we're improving, I'm happy. That's what we're here for.
And I think, you know, it's easy to forget this is only your second TT.
Yeah, definitely.
Time to celebrate yet?
Seeing you tomorrow, hopefully, if the weather allows it, and then we can do after that.
Wonderful. Thanks so much, Joe. Well done.
Thank you.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Beth. So those we were giving out those lap three times, weren't we? It was 121.899 for Paul Jordan, 121.708 for Davy Todd. Nothing eclipsing, obviously, the new lap record by Michael Dunlop. Dominic Herbertson's last lap, 121.37. These were all the fastest laps of the race. Mike Brown, 120.791. Adam McLean, 120.397. And Valerie Ferber, also over 120 at 120.347. And Beth has fourth place finisher Paul Jordan.
I certainly do. Paul, you rode the wheels off that thing, obviously following Dunlop over the mountain. Talk us through what was going on there.
Yeah, it just was a bit of a slow starter there, to be honest. You know, I've probably caused myself a podium for that reason. I struggled jumping off the big bike back onto the twin, and yeah, I'm disappointed, to be honest, you know, because I believe that in myself, and I know the speed's there, and you know, we had a fourth the other day, and I believe that I could be in the podium, and to be stopped down in that return road twice it's a bit of a kick in the kahunas.
And were you aware of what was going on? Have you got pit boards out there?
Yeah, I had a pit board, I think one at Ballycrane, and I think I remember it was P7 or P6 or something. And I just knew I had to dig deep, you know. And once Michael come past me coming into Balaf, I just told myself, like, do whatever you need to do, Paul. Don't let go. And, you know, I was willing to put myself off the side of the mountain there if I needed to, just to try and get myself a better result.
Oh, but fourth is still fantastic. Obviously disappointing for you, but well done anyway.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks.
Superb. Thank you very much, Beth. That's our fourth place finisher. It was Michael Dunlop's winning margin in the end over Davey Todd. It was 26.775 seconds. So the MD Racing pattern beating the Malenko by Padgett's pattern. Then in third place was Dominic Herbertson on the Melbray pattern. 20.586 seconds down on Todd. And that was just 3.141 seconds ahead of Paul Jordan, being towed along by Michael Dunlop on that lap record lap. And now we have Lancelot Unisart down with Beth.
Yeah, smiling again here, Lancelot. Talk us through your race.
Yeah, great race. I knew we had a bit more in the tongue than we had in the first race. I pushed from the start. I think we had a pretty decent pit stop, and then Chris Mock went past me and I just stayed behind him. And I tried the hardest I could say. So I think I can say that was a pretty good race for my last race. I won the mountain course.
So it's a lot to take in, isn't it? It really is. Oh, Dave, he's really emotional. It's so lovely.
Yeah, to be honest, I'm just really pleased we've had two good races, two good results. Lance is top 20. That's just mega, isn't it?
Absolutely brilliant. Well done. You totally deserve that. Well done. Mm-hmm. Well done.
Thank you.
Kinners, back to you.
Yeah, Pete Murray, number 47, has just managed to get across the line. To a big round of applause from the people remaining in the grandstand here, because that wind is picking up quite a bit now, blowing up pit lane. I think he had to push over the line, but he's just fired it back up, and he'll get to the return road down the bottom there, and he's going to get a good report from when he comes up in a moment. Number 47, Pete Murray, the American rider, riding, of course, for Robbie Sylvester. And it looks like he's having to push the machine, because there is a machine coming up, but it looks like we'll try and get him when he comes up if we can, or Beth can, because we're going to get ready for the podium shortly.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Chris. We'll just pick up on where we were then. We were down to fourth place, which was Paul Jordan, who we've just spoken to. In fifth was Mike Brown. In sixth place, and he was, 6 seconds down on Jordan. In seventh was Adam McLean, 5.3 seconds down on Brown. Then Barry Ferber finished in seventh, 5.5 seconds down on McLean. In eighth, Joe Yeardsley on the Aprilia, 44 seconds down on Ferber. In ninth for Michael DeCoppel, fantastic top 10 result for Indy DeCoppel, 20.2 seconds down on Yeardsley. Mick O'Sweeney rounding out the top 10, 10 seconds down on DeCoppel. In 11th, Andrea Maiola. In 12th, Daryl Tweed. 13th, Michael Russell. 14th, Julien Craigneau. 15th, Sean Anderson. And in 16th, Chris Moore, who is with Beth.
Certainly is. And Chris, you said you thought you could do a little bit better than you did in the first race, and you have done. How was it?
Lively again. I'm super chuffed with the position. 16th, that? Yeah. Yeah. I just hope I get a replica. I think Michael's gone very, very quick, hasn't he?
He did go a little bit quick. Highs and lows of that then, apart from being, as you say, a little bit lively?
The highs, it was actually having a bit of a dice with Lancelot. So I managed to catch him this race. It was nice following him for a short while, but I realised I did have a little bit more pace than him. And I thought I gapped him, and then I looked round and he was there again. So, it was good, it's good. I thought I'd probably gone quicker than I did, actually. I hope.
There you go. But still a brilliant result. Well done.
Super chuffed. Thank you very much. Thanks for everyone that helps me as well. Thank you.
Brilliant. Thanks to Beth, and great to hear from Chris Moore there. In 17th place, Paul Pochy-Williams. That's his best result of the week by some distance, and good to see. In 18th, Marcus Simpson. In 19th, Lancelot Unisart. Rounding out the top 20, another cracking result for Jack Fowler, 20th at a TT. In 21st, Andy Hornby. In 22nd, Paul Cassidy. 23rd for Sam Johnson. 24th for Wayne Bourget. In 25th, Masayuki Yamanaka. In 26th, from America, Pete Murray. 27th, for Maria Costello, who set her fastest ever sidecar lap in the race before. See how she got on in the Super Twin, but it's 27th place finish for her in the Super Twin race. So there we go. That, I think, rounds out the finishes off the entire Cover Insurance Super Twin TT Race 2. We can see the guys are still, the podium men are still in the winner's enclosure having their photos taken. But that was a bit breathless, really, because take Michael Dunlop out of that, and that was just a huge scrap. Obviously, the retirements, the early retirement of Mikey Evans and then the further retirement of Rob Hodgson sort of disrupted that podium battle from what we had in race one. But, oh, it was close all the way through.
You just couldn't really call it, could you? We didn't know who was going to be where. And, yeah, from one moment to the next, and to see Paul Jordan just fighting his way through on the last lap, thanks to that toe from Michael Dunlop, it was going to... That very nearly turned the podium again, didn't it? So, fantastic race.
Just a late retirement in that race was Stefano Bonetti up at the bungalow on the final lap. He's making his own arrangements for return. So Stefano Bonetti on the pattern retired up at the bungalow on lap three. And we can see, I think, Chris Kinley, Pete Murray pushing in.
Yeah, he's getting a round of applause on the spectators down there as well. And the spectators on the grandstand were all, give him another cheer, folks, because I tell you what, he's done well there, Pete. And one of Robbie Sylvester's teams has just gone to help him out as well. That's a good old push, and it's a light little motorcycle, but well done, boys. Good job. Good job. And Pete gets the finish as well, which is so, so important, whether they get a bronze rep or just a finishers award. Well done to Pete. Comes a long way from America every year, and well done to the fans who were giving a good round of applause. That means a lot. Chris.
And that just shows you how much a finish at the TT means, Mike, even in this modern day. In the olden days, we used to hear about people pushing in. We hear about it much less now, probably because it's not particularly agreed on by them because of the speed other competitors are coming past. But it means everything to Pete to get across the line and get that finish.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Just finishing a TT is a massive achievement. To be honest with you, just starting a TT, getting yourself here is a big achievement. So, firing yourself off down Glencrutchery Road and then coming back two, three, four or six laps later is a massive achievement. So, fair play to everyone that got round that TT race.
He's probably completely out of breath, but he's with Beth.
I don't know. You've been working hard, have you, Pete? That was quite incredible, and what a reception you got. Do you want to tell us what happened?
Well, yeah, just started sputtering at the crag, and we took a gamble with a fuel load. We lost.
So how far have you been pushing it?
Just coming back out of the nook.
Bless you. Well, that was quite incredible. Well done. Well done.
He does sound completely out of breath, and you would be. These bikes, they're probably not the heaviest, the Super Twins, but nonetheless, it's still a heck of an effort to push from there.
It's uphill as well, isn't it? So, yeah, I wouldn't fancy pushing anything. I don't really fancy walking all the way from the nook, to be honest with you. So pushing a big race bike next to me, fair play to Pete.
Obviously, yeah, we're waiting for the podium to happen next. We can see that the fillers are already being dismantled in pit lane. They will be taken away and washed and cleaned, ready for tomorrow's senior TT. As we can now see, the TV crews and the podium riders starting to make their way up pit lane. But that was another dominant display by Michael Dunlop. He just seems to have this advantage at the moment in all these classes, the Super Twins, the Super Sports in particular. He just has that slight advantage.
He does. He's been on fire on the smaller bikes this week, hasn't he? There doesn't seem to be any stopping him.
Indeed. We are ready for the podium for the entire Cover Insurance Super Twin TT Race 2. Let's get down to Chris Kinley.
Ladies and gentlemen, the entire Cover Insurance Super Twin TT Race 2 will be presented by Lisa Buckley, who's head of entire Cover Marketing. Lisa, up you go on the stairs, please. Thank you, Lisa. Give a round of applause, folks. Thank you, guys, for supporting the event. Ladies and gentlemen, in third position, riding the Melbray Racing Pattern S1R, number 13, Dominic Herbertson. Dominic gets up onto the TT podium for the second time. A lot of followers Dom the Bomb has. There he goes. He gets up, gets the handshake and the kiss, and gets the laurel wreath. And up onto the third step. In third position, riding the Malenko by Pagis Motorcycles Pattern S1R, Davey Todd. Davey gets up onto the second step. And ladies and gentlemen, with a new lap record of 18 minutes, 123.791, 123.056, riding the MD Racing Pattern S1R, Michael Dunlop! Michael raises his hat to some fans who have stood in the other side of the grandstand here. And Michael, of course, will be getting his hands on the Super Twin TT Trophy when it's handed up to them there. Ladies and gentlemen, the double and the twins, Michael Dunlop. And ladies and gentlemen, if you are able, please be upstanding for the anthem. Ladies and gentlemen, the top three in the entire Cover Insurance Super Twin TT race. Thanks to Lisa from Entire Market, from Entire Cover, the marketing manager there. And thank you very much to Dominic Herberton, to Davey Todd, and of course your race winner, Michael Dunlop, who will now be about to take off that champagne for the 33rd time and spray it over you lucky, lucky people down there. Who's going to be first? There goes Davey. He's getting quite good at this. There we go. All three. Well done to Dominic as well. His second TT podium. Well done, boys.
Keep up to date with Manx Radio's dedicated motorsport website, motorsport.manxradio.com. Your one-stop shop for news, travel, road closures and racing schedules. You can also step into Manx Radio 1368's 60-year motorsport archive, including interviews with your favourite riders, race highlights from yesteryear and our collection of motorsport videos and podcasts. motorsport.manxradio.com, the home for motorsport on the Isle of Man, from the best biking station in the world. Manx Radio 1368.